Alright, this lesson is about playing along with your favorite songs. We're going to use the example Blue Sky by the Allman Brothers. In this particular case, the student chose this song because he already had the sheet music from me, from this school. And it's still confusing. And there's a lot of variables to watch out for. Once you get the actual song pulled up, well, the first step is getting the actual song pulled up. Like if you're being taken to like a live version or some other version or an instructional video of how to play this song, that's really not what you want. What we're talking about here is strumming chords to the song, like along with the song, where you're not learning the actual riffs, you're not playing the melody in tab or standard notation, you're only playing the chords and you're playing along with the song. That's all we want to do right here, just to give you the context. So the first is getting the right link. So if you're getting taken to somewhere else, just refine your search criteria so that it comes up. Next, even though the sheet music may have been given to you by, you know, a reputable school such as Guitar Lessons Ithaca, you can't guarantee that it's in the right key. And sure enough, in this case, we pulled up the video and it's not in the right key. Why would sheet music be printed in a different key? Well, it could be in like an easy guitar book. They're very popular, and that's why I made copies from them, because the chords are easy, and when beginners are just learning D, A, G, and whatever other chords are in here, I think that those are the only three chords, or an E minor is in here. That's very easy and doable for a beginner, and it may not necessarily suit your purposes later. So there's all these different factors that go into it. Another factor is how fast or slow. You might not be able to keep up. We're going to explore lots of different things here. Let's start with the key. The key is not in D. Because, how do I know? Because when you play a D, it doesn't sound right. Like that sound has nothing to do with, and so that wouldn't be something you necessarily could figure out on your own. It happens to be E, and the plot thickens a little more because not only is it an E, but the tuning has been slightly off. Either the Allman Brothers didn't tune specifically to their key, maybe the piano was a little out of tune and they all tuned to it, or maybe they slowed down the record in those days or sped it up, whatever. Those are all variables that if you're not aware of it, it can really freak you out. Like, why doesn't this, and you would never know that all these variables exist. But, you know, they did. They used to speed up and slow down singles so that, you know, say it was 3 minutes and 1 second and they had to fit it in 3 minutes, so they'd speed it up till it was 2 minutes and 58 seconds. Perfect, you know. But that doesn't help with the tuning. In this particular case, rather than, how would you know it was the key of E? You wouldn't. Or at least the student I'm with right now, I wouldn't expect him to know. And that's ear training. We can cover that later. Not relevant for today's class. But you would send me the link and say, what key is this in? Why doesn't it sound right? Not only is it an E, but it's not, doesn't quite, like there's something unsaid. I don't know if you can hear that, but in the pit of my stomach, it there's something very unsettling because it's not in direct tuning. So we're gonna adjust that right now. It may seem like a lot of work, but this is, if you really want to play this song, this is what you have to go, or any song, whatever. We're just using this song, you know, as an example. So the first is, the song is in the key of E, the sheet music's in the key of D. D is a whole step below E, so we have to put our capo a whole step up, i.e. fret 2, and we can play it as written. Because now with your capo on fret 2, you're playing D will sound like an E, and that's what we want. And we're going to have to refine our tuning a little. So play a D chord with your capo at the second fret. You'll still play a D chord, but it'll be moved up accordingly, you know. And then we'll adjust the tuning. All right, well now I feel slightly foolish because it was actually my guitar that was flat. And I know why, because I tuned it up earlier, but I left it in the hot sun. We're outdoors right now. And it went from 60 this morning to now it's like 75. So, and shame on me, I didn't double check. But that is a factor, so I'm not going to edit this out. I'm going to leave that because there are times where the guitar is a little out of tune and it's not in your control. All right, now that we got the right key and we're in tune, which fortunately the student didn't have to retune, only I did. Uh-huh. We're gonna try and play along. The next pitfall is there's no intro written on your sheet music. The very first thing you see on the song, it says walk along the river, which is the very first verse. But as you know, this walk along the river thing, if you listen to it on the video, it doesn't come in until 30 seconds into it. So what do you do for the first 30 seconds? Nothing for now. You just wait for that to come in. We don't know what the arrangement is. This is called lead sheet style. Like, it's only the boiled down chords, lyrics, and melody for the basic song. No arrangement, no actual guitar parts and all this. That's what a fake book is. You open up a book and fake it when someone makes a request. That's how it gets its name. Good question. The student asked about, like, when you're tuning up, if you're using a capo, then what should your notes be? Well, if you're at fret 2, then everything will be a whole step up from what it would have been otherwise. E up a whole step is F sharp. So if you play the 6th string right now, your tuner should say F sharp. No, just play. I don't have my capo on. I'm using my finger. But you play that note and it'll say F sharp. So tune it up to F sharp. And then A up a whole step is B. And then I'm just going to recite the names of the notes for the 2nd fret for you who are listening to this. It'd be F sharp, B, E, A, C sharp, and F sharp. That's what you would tune to, for example. We're going to sit through the intro. We're not going to play. And get ready with that D chord for the first lyric. And we got D, then A, G. Now here's the first ending. Okay, so then the next part is, okay, well, how do I keep up with this if it's going fast? Well, for now, just play one strum per chord so you can keep up. In other words, like B and then A and G and B, D and then A and G, G and G and G, and now first ending B and then A, G. So each bar goes by pretty fast, like it's, they have it in 4/4, but it really should be in sort of cut time where it's like 1/2 switch for 2. Like, cut time means you're feeling it in 2. So that's another potential obstacle, is how is this sheet music written and how does that relate to what I hear? There are sometimes some variations. You ever see a sheet music of a certain song in a book and then look at the sheet music of that exact same song in it from a different book and it looks different for whatever reason? It's because there is some gray area in terms of how to represent things on paper, and this is one of them. Like, I actually would have wrote this as like one, but then again, it's for easy guitar, so they to write it. Never mind, I was going to go into how I would write it. That wouldn't have been suitable for the purposes of the book in which it's published. So you see what I mean. So you have to take all these things into account. So let's try again. The next part, even before we do get into the strumming, is the actual, like, arrangement. Is our sheet music correct, or does it leave out certain parts? Again, just to reiterate, so the sheet music is just the basic boiled down lyrics, chords, and melody. So if there are like interludes and stuff, they may very well skip them for certain songs. I see it all the time. I teach out of these books, so I know the omissions that they make, and I know why they omitted certain things. If you want the actual arrangement, then you would buy that arrangement. Like, if you had a 4-piece band, or how many pieces in the Allman Brothers? Let's say 6-7-piece band, and everyone knew how to read standard notation, then you would buy an actual, like, score for this song. But it's very unlikely in the rock world. You're not doing classical music, so you're not going to have a room full of readers. You're going to have people figure out their parts, but I'm digressing. So the sheet music is only meant for what it's meant for. So let's talk about the sheet music's arrangement of this tune. It has a first ending and a second ending, which all seem to be accurate. And then at the end of the chorus, the second page, second line, it says DC Alcoda takes second ending, which means you go, DC means go to the beginning, and then you would take the second ending again. Really, that second ending should be 2, 3, meaning the third and second time you play the same part. So, and then you take the coda when you get to page two, middle. I happen to know there's a long solo in this song, and that's not printed on here. Imagine they printed all that, it would take pages. It'd be one book for every single note of Blue Sky, and the Allman Brothers themselves wouldn't even be able to read it. Eric Clapton doesn't read music. He can't read his own music, and I'm not dissing him. I'm just jealous. Just kidding. Everyone is where they are because that's where they're supposed to be for the moment. And you, the student, are where you are because that's where you're supposed to be, learning and growing and having a good time. So, enough philosophy. Let's go back and play this from the start of the verse. G and D, second line. First ending, D, A, G, back to the top, D, A, G, D, D, A, G, 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 going to second ending, now here's the G, now here's the chorus. Next page, A, G, D, G, G, E minor, back to the top. Okay, right there is where it's not written how it's supposed to go. The band is just jamming on two chords, D and G. How would you know that? That's ear training class. We'll talk about that in ear training class. For now, you would just play D like two bars and G for two bars. So back to the D and D and G, G. So top D and D and G and G. So two each. D, no, start on D. Now G for two. And so D again. Now G again. I mean, even though it's just chords and they're doing all kinds of fancy stuff, it's still fun to play along, jam along. I'm gonna fast forward to the end of this solo section because this solo goes on for quite a while and it's an amazing solo, but it doesn't suit our purposes right now to listen to it. So scrolling, and then after this there's a little arrangement thing that's not written in here. You would just lay out there, you just don't play right here. Now here's ready for our next, for last verse. So D, A, G, D, D, A, G, G, G. We're gonna take second ending. So here's the G. Now here's the chorus. Page two. And then they also don't have the outro written here, which is the same thing as the intro. So you can't really do that when you transcribe it, or when you ask your teacher to transcribe it, or if you go online, go to ultimateguitar.com or one of those other sites. You could spend hours trying to figure out that intro or play it right. It's not really worth it at this time unless you're going to join a Allman Brothers cover band. And even then, you'll have time to rehearse because everyone else is going to have to learn their parts, haha. But that's a basic skeleton of what's happening. I suppose the last part, which I have been ignoring, is the actual strumming. And notice that I did save it till last because it's more nuancey. Like, it's more important to just make the right chords when they're supposed to happen first and understand the roadmap and understand when am I supposed to play and when am I supposed to lay out. We need all that stuff first before you start getting into, well, what's a strumming pattern? So, let's talk about that a little. Although, only a little, because it's... The topic is playing along with your favorite bands not necessarily how to sound like the Allman Brothers or how to sound like whatever style you're listening to, but it always comes into play. And you may be wondering, well, why is my part so, you know, doesn't sound like the song? So you have to keep in mind in this example that it's fast. It says moderate rock on the sheet music, but the way this is written is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, which is kind of fast to me. It's just the way it's written. I would have wrote it as 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So that makes it a lot easier to strum because I'm not trying to go so fast. In other words, 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 1, 2, and 3, 4. What I'm doing is treating each bar as printed as a bar of two. No, and by the way, I'm not using the capo, so you don't look at my hands. Just you're doing, though. I actually don't like capos, but it's not for any other reason than. I just said it. Now I have to back it up. I want you guys to use capos, but I personally don't like them because I'll be thinking in D, playing the open chords, but the song's in E. So when I go to improvise, it's gonna screw me up. I'm like, wait, we're not in D, we're in E. So I'd rather just play the whole song in E. But that's just me personally. The strumming pattern, you treat each bar of four like a bar of two. In other words, 1, 2, and 1, 2, and 1, 2, and 1, 2. So just try that first four chords with me. 3, 4, like 1, 2, and 1. Good, now we got a strumming pattern. How did I know the strumming pattern? I didn't. That's not exactly the strumming pattern of the Allman Brothers, but it's better than what we were doing before, just going bling. At least we have some momentum now. You just get an easy 4-4 pattern. If the song's in 4-4, you get an easy 4-4 pattern that you can hang with, and that's it. No one's gonna. There's no Allman Brother police, at least not in these parts that I've heard of. So we're gonna play through it again with that strumming pattern. Is that all right? Here we go. Not a bad guess. Actually, I'm gonna make the song just a little louder. All right, here we go. 2, 3, go. 1, 2, and switch. First inning. Improv bit is just two bars of D followed by two bars of G. So let's start it right here. D and D and then G and G. Listen. D and D and G and G. That's it. Cool. Of course, you could always jam along. You'd use D major pentatonic, but we're not going into that right now. All right, fast forwarding to past Dickie's amazing solo. And then we'll take it out. Ah, I got it right. Here we go. Second line, D, K, G. We're gonna take second ending right now. Here's the chorus. Coda right now. And that's it. We're done. Not too bad. I mean, it's pretty. After all that work, or all that talk, the amount of time we played was only like 2 minutes. But it was a fulfilling 2 minutes. I had fun. And it's worth the effort because this stuff gets easier and easier. And some songs will be written as they're. Some songs, the sheet music will be accurate, you know. All right.
this is good.
All right, next is Redemption Song.